The Rebrand Podcast is a proud member of the I Hear Everything Podcast Network. Looking to launch or scale your podcast? I Hear Everything delivers podcast production, growth, and monetization solutions that transform your words into profit. Ready to give your brand a voice? Then visit IHearEverything.com. Welcome to the Rebrand Podcast, a member of the I Hear Everything Podcast Network. This podcast tells the stories of world-changing marketing campaigns as told by the people who build them. Ready to hear untold stories behind the brands you love? Then sit back, relax, and get ready for the rebrand. Here's the host of the Rebrand Podcast, the CEO of the Harkey Group, Scott Harkey.
All right. Welcome to the week. Here's the Rebrand Podcast coming at you, where we tell untold stories of world-changing brand campaigns as by the marketers who built them. I'm your host and founder of the Harkey Group, Scott Harkey. Joining us is Lynn Field, who's the head of strategy for North America at Future Brand, part of Interpublic Group of companies. You got ITG, a small little holding company of agencies. Future Brand is a brand-led business transformation company. They combine strategic rigor and design thinking to create, build, and manage brands for clients. In North America, their clients include just some small brands you may have heard of, Signal, GM, American Airlines, and many, many more, L'Oreal, Nestle, McDonald's, and many, many, many. Yesterday, Lynn and I talked about the Future Brand Index and what that means. We got into all sorts of topics in Tesla and Apple. But today we're going to talk about how to avoid the purpose void. Here's my conversation with Lynn Field, the head of strategy for North America at Future Brand. Welcome back, Lynn.
Thank you.
We touched on it yesterday about kind of how to future-proof our companies and the brands we work with. I love kind of the talk about the purpose void, and I'm such a big believer in purpose for individuals and brands. I'm a net case. I mean, I even literally have tattooed on my arm, life of purpose, because I think it's so important for performance and for the blood, sweat, and tears that you have to go through as an individual or as a brand. It keeps you focused. It keeps you, you know, the CMO word of the decade, you know, the North Star, if you will. But talk to us, I'm curious, this topic is just sort of tantalizing. You know, how do we avoid the purpose kind of void is what you described it. I love it. Let's dive right in, not bury our lead.
Absolutely. And I love that you have that life of purpose focus, by the way. Couldn't agree more. It's so important for people. It's so important for brands. What we're finding is that the way to avoid it today is to prioritize tangible innovation. So be a tangible problem solver for people. So doing what you say, yes, okay, but you know, what does that mean really? And how do I know where to focus? What the data is telling us today is that in this very fraught time, challenging time of uncertainty for people that we talked about last time, people are looking for brands to fulfill more fundamental human needs for them today. Like said another way, they are prioritizing need lower on Maslow's hierarchy than they were before. And I'm starting to hear this a lot of places. Our sister PR agency, Weber Shandwick, just came out with a report on that it's a me over we mentality now coming out of COVID as we're recovering here. And we are seeing this in our data as well. So how we're seeing this manifest is, and how brands are avoiding it, is we're seeing tech companies, for example, seen as give me the basics to help me communicate, help me live my life. So that's why we're seeing every brand in our top five as a brand that really is bringing essential products and services. So you read it last time. We have Apple. We have NextEra Energy, renewable energy company, investing in very tangible ways. We have TSMC, the microchip provider. We have Samsung doing an amazing job. So people are really wanting to see their everyday needs being met. And for that reason, we're also seeing a big rise of the consumer sector. So companies like Unilever, Nestle, L'Oreal, Amazon, just these everyday indispensable brands who are solving tangible problems that are important to people.
And even Tesla on that list, obviously, as we talked about.
Absolutely.
So essential in the charging station innovation. So I heard two things I want to make sure I'm understanding, because they seem to be sort of conflicting a little bit, but this essential, you know, after COVID, like people and consumers going back to really essential needs and really having a lot of trust and respect and maybe secret thankfulness of brands that are providing these essential kind of everyday services that aren't everyday, you know, Apple being one of those. But also I thought I heard somewhere in there about the need for innovation. And so those sort of seem to be juxtaposition at times. And how do brands really invest in that? And I was reading an article today on X I thought it was fascinating. It was called How to Basically Unfreak Yourself. Different word he used, but it was really quite a interesting article. And one of the things, like one of his biggest points too, was really on the innovation side. Alex Hormozi, who I'm a big fan of, he's made a complete career in the micro business and small business space on innovation. So how do you prioritize? And I know our agencies and all agencies that I even know of last year, I mean, we're all down 20%. Let's be real. You know, the big brands of our clients didn't spend money. They pushed it to this year. And so there is definitely, you need to feed everybody, you need to pay the bills. And I think consumers are in this boat too. But, you know, you need to do something special and you need to think about how to innovate when times are getting tough. So how do you balance that? What are you seeing other companies do? Maybe it's a tough question to ask. Maybe I'm asking for a silver bullet here, but, you know, curious your thoughts, because I think it's interesting. Like in some ways, people are getting a lot of respect for brands who are filling everyday services, like the Unilever, where, you know, you go and you need your deodorant and you need your toothpaste and they're there every day, every night, you know where to get them, whether it's CVS or your grocery store. NVIDIA, another, you know, wild example in terms of AI chips, who was certainly the darling of stock rises this year. I've seen the best memes ever on NVIDIA, which I was sending some friends, I thought were hilarious. But how do we balance that, I think? And how are you seeing brands balance that juxtaposition, I guess?
Well, I love that you use that word balance, because again, we find it always comes back to this idea of balance. Are you balancing your purpose and the way you're pulling it through the experience? I would recommend for anyone who's looking for guidance or inspiration in this area, watch the L'Oreal CES keynote if you have not seen it, because I think it's an absolutely brilliant job of conveying what I call an innovation point of view, which is something that I recommend for every brand, which is about connecting the role of innovation to your business strategy and your brand and what that means for your customer. So for L'Oreal, you'll hear in that speech, and they talk elsewhere about it, their purpose is to create the beauty that moves the world. Their point of view on innovation is that technology can push the boundaries of beauty. From there, they invest accordingly to push the boundaries of beauty in ways that are priorities for their customers, or even unknown. They're meeting unmet customer needs that even customers didn't even know they had the need, right? They have this beauty genius AI powered tech tool that they have introduced, which is incredible. They're doing things like a hair dryer that doesn't use electricity, or at least as much. It's like infrared heat technology. They have all kinds of innovative devices that they're coming out with. But for me, it always goes back to, and you can see that they prioritize based on that line of sight, back to their business strategy. Why are we doing innovation? So again, I think it's just taking a very strategic lens and connecting business to brand, to innovation, to what's important to your customer.
Oh, wow. I got all excited because I heard so many great points in there that I want to reiterate and maybe you can expand on. Man, innovation point of view and how it's tied to your purpose is what I took away. And actually, as soon as you said innovation point of view, I right away was like, wait, that should be tied into purpose. And then you literally, as I'm thinking it, said it right after I was thinking it. And that makes so much sense. And then you gave a great example about L'Oreal, who's also on your brand index, top, I think, 25 or top 50 for sure. And if you think about their innovation point of view, really is positioned perfectly in their purpose. Create beauty that moves the world. And then the execution and the commitment that they continually show up for consumers in that way is why they're ranking on the list and why they're going to probably be on your next future brand report and your next one and your next one and your next one. And we're not just talking about a campaign like the great campaign that Dove created 5 years ago, which I love. We're talking about something much more sustainable, something that is much more tied to every action a company is doing. And is something that consumers, you know, certainly are getting behind and buying more stuff. think is what I'm hearing, which it excites me.
That's absolutely right. And I love that you're pointing out, it's not just campaigns. It's correct. Again, a whole experience and all of it fits together. Dev's another amazing example, even beyond the innovation of the product, you know, they're tying back to purpose. One of my favorite examples is the partnership with Nike last year around body confident sport for teen girls, where they had the research that this was one of the top barriers to teenage girls staying with sports was body confidence. Mm. So they actually partnered with Nike and invested in a training program. Like, these are tangible tools that they deliver to coaches for teen girls that are counteracting this dynamic. So they're truly changing the world based on this shared value that they have. You know, they're looking at what's important to their customer, what's a meaningful way that they can make their life better beyond the product. Like, you have to be able to own it, to walk the talk. It's all on the table now.
Correct.
That, you know, there is no room to hide. If you're making a claim, then you need to think about the way you're fully pulling that through in all that you say and do.
And I think for agencies, and there's so many just fantastic creative agencies now, and even boutique ones, which I love, if the brief is so much tighter to the company's innovation point of view and purpose, the work is only going to get better because agencies will come up with creative stuff all day long. And if the brief is tighter and it's more on strategy with the company's innovation point of view and purpose, and those are things are aligned, holy cow, we're going to see some great work is kind of what I think I'm hearing.
Absolutely. And going back to that old phrase, you know, give me the freedom of a tightly defined brief.
Yes. Yes.
And that's, someone said that to me once earlier in my career. There was a creative person. And I was like, wow, what an amazing challenge. I get it. The better job I can do at homing in on the exact problem, exactly what we need to do, the better job you're going to be in unleashing your creativity to bring an incredible idea that's going to connect with people in the execution. That's a big reason I do what I do. So I love that you brought that up.
Oh, that's good. Can we say that again in the show? Because that was just so good. I think I may need to print that out and put that in my office because I think.
Oh, give me the freedom of a tightly defined brief.
Yeah. Yes. I love that. Creative freedom. Wait, say it one more time. Give me the freedom
of a tightly defined brief.
Love that. We're going to account people at Heartkey Group. We're going to go over that because I think that's beautifully said. Well, Lynn, where can people find you, reach out to you, and anything coming up for you when's the next future brand out, all that good stuff. Give us a couple of little things to end us out here.
Well, like I said, we're in our 10th year of the Future Brand Index. We'll be launching again this fall. In the meantime, you can find it and me at futurebrand.com. I always love to connect with fellow brand people. So thanks very much for having me today.
Love it. Well, thanks for coming on the show, Lynn. I'll definitely be connecting with you on LinkedIn. And until next time, remember, it's never too late to rebuild, reboot, or rebrand.